Joe Haggerty joins us once again. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you, my man?
Jason, what's happening? Hey, maybe if you guys just strictly go back to calling the building Northlands for the last couple of days, that'll coax a flashback performance out of the Oilers and you get a win to close out the building. What do you think?
Hey, well, you know what? Oilers fans would take anything right now. They don't care what you'd call it. Just call it the Coliseum. You know, maybe get some gladiators in there, go old school, fight to the death, something to have an effort or a little bit of fear on the players. Like the Oilers, you know, they've been out of it for a long time. Boston, it looked like they were in it for the longest time, Joe. What's happened down the stretch here in the last month?
Yeah, they went through that tough stretch. Everybody knew it was going to be difficult where they were playing 10 of 11 playoff teams. They were going out west to play the California teams. All of this was happening through an 11-game stretch. And, you know, they went into that having built a decent cushion for themselves. But they had only been towards the top of the division for, you know, a very brief time for a few days. It wasn't that long that they had a huge cushion for the playoffs. And it quickly evaporated when they went on that 5-game losing streak. Couldn't score goals. Went 0 for California in the 3 games out there. And, you know, it's been different things. They had a hard time with the offense when they were playing the teams out west. And even when they came back against Florida and New York in the back-to-back here on the East Coast. And now the last couple of games, they get the win, the badly needed win in St. Louis. But they've given up 11 goals in the last 2 games. All of a sudden now Kevin Miller and Dennis Seidenberg have gone down hurt. And when those two are gone, you lose 2 experienced veteran defensive warriors, and they're already a substandard defenseman core to begin with, and you lose 2 of your more experienced guys, grizzled guys, you're really going to start making a lot of mistakes with young players, and that's what we've seen the last couple of games. So, you know, with most teams where they're not that good, it's different problems at different times for the Bruins. And really, the overarching thing is, they collapsed and imploded down the stretch last year and didn't show enough character to get into the postseason when they had chances. Now they have 3 games staring in the face. They have to win all 3 to guarantee they're going to get the playoffs. And once again, they have to show a little character here at the end to get into the postseason. And it's going to be a reflection on this team and this group whether they can get in or not.
Joe Haggerty joins us. Joe, Marchand, career year in 36 goals. He's got 58 points. They've got 4 guys with 58 points or more. So their offense, at least from the top end guys, hasn't been the issue. You throw in Spooner and Krug at 40 points. Goalie with Tuukka Rask and even their goals against, like the Bruins, when you look on paper, it's kind of surprising they're in this position. So what from paper to the ice has not jived?
Well, the defense is bad. You know, their defense, it ranks, you know, about middle of the pack, but it's been pretty terrible in spots this year. They have a hard time containing other teams. Really good offensive players give them a lot of problems, as you saw with Patrick Kane on Sunday, where he had a hat trick. Zdeno Chara is one of the oldest players in the league now, and he's being asked to play 25 minutes a night as a number one defenseman when that's probably not what he's best suited for anymore. You know, you've got players like Torrey Krug and Adam McQuaid and Kevin Miller, who should probably be bottom-pairing defensemen. They're all of a sudden being asked to be top 4 guys now. That whole defenseman core has been a mess all year and has been a real big problem. And that's created all these great offensive chances that Tuukka Rask is being forced to stop. I think he's got more high-percentage scoring chances against him than any other goalie in the league at this point than what he's faced this year during 5-on-5 play. And they've been spotty with the special teams. That's collapsed a little bit here over the last month, 6 weeks. The power play hasn't been the same the last couple months when it was leading the league in the first half of the year. So, you know, special teams has been erratic at best lately. The defense has been bad all year. Yes, they've got some players that are scoring and have scored a ton, and they've really carried them. You know, Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci to a degree, Louis Eriksson. But a lot of those players went dry during this recent stretch where they lost 5 games in a row. And, you know, that's what basically happened is they have all these other things that they're sort of dealing with right now. And once they lost the constant flow of offense from those players, they just couldn't win games against good teams. And, you know, they've stabilized it to a degree now. But, you know, they're faced with a situation where they're out of the playoffs. The Detroit's ahead of them by a point. They have to win all 3 of these games, and they certainly have to win that middle game on Thursday night against the Red Wings, where it's basically, you know, a winner-take-all kind of matchup at the Garden. But it's also setting up pretty nicely for them, where They've got a day off in between all these games. It's Carolina, Detroit, Ottawa, teams that they should be able to beat. And really, they have the fate in their hands where if they win, they're in. So that's all you can ask for if you're a team on the outside like the Bruins, facing the last week of the regular season.
Now, when you discuss their blue line and you've got Zdeno Chara, who's clearly near the end of his career just based on age more than anything else, a lot of people were scratching their heads last summer when they traded Dougie Hamilton for 3 draft picks. And I know Hamilton struggled in the first half of the season in Calgary, but then played like the defenseman people thought he was. Claude Julien last year didn't get a real glowing review from the GM, Sweeney. They kept him on for a year. If they miss the playoffs, is he good as gone? And do you think he should be, considering that management were the ones who made the horrible trade to get rid of a young defenseman in Dougie Hamilton and not replace him with anything?
Yeah, certainly Dodd Sweeney and Cam Neely bear some of the blame and the brunt of what's going on here in trading away Dougie Hamilton and in not properly addressing that defenseman group and properly fixing it, you know, just putting a stopgap measure in there with John Michael Lyles, the trade deadline. So that's part of it. But Claude Julien, I think, almost certainly doesn't survive if they fall down the stretch here and miss the playoffs for 2 straight years and, you know, lose out in the last handful of games during the regular season. And, you know, he's a great hockey coach. He's been a fantastic year. He's had a great run where he made the playoffs 7 years in a row. And they went to the finals a couple of years within the 3-year stretch. Great defensive coach. I think is really underrated at handling a room and, you know, sort of figuring out the way to push guys' buttons and also to get his message across and to get players playing hard for him every single night. But at the same time, you know, the Bruins are in a different spot than they were before. And I don't know that this is necessarily about whether it's deserved or not. I think it's about who's the best fit for what the Bruins are trying to do. And if they're turning over the roster, if they're reloading and rebuilding, and they're putting it in the hands of younger players, and, you know, they're moving on from the cycle of the Cup teams and some of these veterans, a couple of them will be left, but the other ones are moving on here. This isn't a team that's going to win the Stanley Cup. This is a team that they're going to need to develop some young talent and really build it back up again. That's the kind of group that they have. I'm not sure that Claude Julien is the right coach for them.
Well, we lost Joe just as he was coming over this great point. Well, I'll try to get him back. But yeah, it sounds like if Boston is not making the postseason, then Claude Julien likely won't be there. And I'm sure, coach never wants to say, hey, I don't want an NHL job because there's only 29 other ones. But if Claude Julien gets put on the unemployment line, similar to Todd McClellan last season, I don't think it would last very long. I think you would see a team scooping him up. And it might be interesting to see him go from Boston to Montreal. I could see that being a very easy switch over for the Habs. Now, I know that they've said many times that Michel Therrien isn't going anywhere, but lots of things change. Lots of things change when suddenly a coach comes available that people didn't think was. Joe's back with us now. So, Joe, you don't think he's the right coach for that team just based kind of on how he likes to coach?
Well, I think it's based on the fact that they want to develop young players, and it's more about building them back up and getting to that point where they're going to compete for a cup. And Claude Julien at times has not had, I think, the right patience level for young players and sort of developing them. And there's been some young players that haven't quite fully developed under his watch. Not so much early on. Like, he had a young group when he took over, Krejci, Lucic, guys like that really developed. I think lately you've seen players, you know, Dougie Hamilton moved on and clearly wasn't happy here. Tyler Seguin didn't work out. Phil Kessel didn't work out. Ryan Spooner, while he's good, is still sort of like in that development mode where he's not quite where he needs to be. David Pastrnak, I think, took a little bit of a step back this year. Not all the young players that they've had, I feel like, have developed fully under Claude Julien. And I think it's less a reflection on him and more, I think, his mentality to win now. And he's one of those hockey coaches that is going to put the trusted veterans in there and is going to, you know, maybe sometimes hurt the confidence of the young players by doing what needs to be done to win that night. And I think maybe at this point, with the group that they're bringing on, the young players they're bringing on, and sort of that developmental attitude of building back up, maybe they need a coach that has sort of different priorities in mind. And his first instinct isn't to bench the young guy when he makes a mistake and bring in the safe veteran player. And, you know, in that respect, Claude Julien's a great hockey coach, but maybe he's not the right fit for what the Bruins are doing. But the bigger problem here is the Bruins, as a lot of people around the league have said to me, are kind of half pregnant right now. It's one foot in and one foot out. You know, are you rebuilding back up and bringing on young players, or are you still trying to compete for the playoffs every single season? I think they're stuck in between right now, and they need to figure out who they are and what they are and where they're going before they make those kind of decisions.
Joe Haggerty joins us from Comcast New England, of course, talking Boston Bruins. Claude Julien, to me, if he does get let go, Joe, I don't see him being unemployed very long. You look at some teams, you got a few Flame fans texting in saying, hey, I'd take Claude Julien. The Montreal Canadiens, people wonder, would Therrien suddenly be potentially on the outs if he's in? Where does he, based
Ottawa
on you,
too.
Ottawa, based on your description, he needs to go to a team where they have more veterans in place than young kids, fair to say?
I think it's one of those situations where he's a better fit in a team that is closer to winning the cup, you know, and yeah, has established veterans, has players that are going to be able to follow through his system and his way of doing things and, you know, aren't going to make a lot of the young player rookie mistakes. And yeah, I think that combined with the fact that every coach at a certain point has his run and you got to kind of move on and bring somebody else in, I think it's almost reaching that point with the Bruins and Claude Julien. And, you know, this year he tried to do as best he could to incorporate the youth and open things up offensively and do some of the things that, frankly, I don't think he's as comfortable with, and it isn't his first instinct to do. And he's done it with decent results, but I just don't know if he's the right fit for what the vision is above him from management as to where they want the Bruins to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's usually when a change is made, is when management and the coach sort of have differing views and philosophies on things. And they may have figured that out after his first year here under new management.
Joe, do the Bruins make the playoffs this week?
I think they do. I think they've got very winnable games against three teams. I think that they can beat Detroit and in a winner-take-all game on Thursday night. I still think they're going to get in. Now, I felt a lot more strongly about that before Dennis Seidenberg and Kevin Miller went down and they gave up 11 goals in the last two games. So it could be if those guys don't play and they're relying on young guys like Zach Trotman and Joe Morrow, who haven't really been able to firmly sort of establish themselves this year. And I think their best young defenseman, and this is what I'm talking about with Claude, they stuck him down in Providence, Colin Miller, and he hasn't been seen, you know, over the last month, 2 months. I think they're going to have a hard time if those veteran D-men aren't healthy enough to play. But if they are ready to go, I think they'll be in. If not, it's going to be a bumpy ride. We'll see.
Joe, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the week.
Thanks, Jason. Take care, buddy.